The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
I'm joined by Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at the School of Immunology at Trinity College in Dublin. Luke, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Fresh off the plane from Boston.
Yes, I've been in Boston, America, which still is an amazing country, as we know. But I went to a place called NIH. NIH is where the big medical research happens. And there's police there every day to stop the protesters.
And what are they protesting about?
Well, the American public, a lot of them are against science, strangely. But that's a very peculiar development, isn't it? And they blame the NIH for not doing better during the pandemic. You know, there was this conspiracy theory, the virus was funded by the Americans, all this kind of thing, you know. So there's still a lot of paranoia over there. It's a bit frightening. The best was, Pat, there's a big poster of Trump as you walk in. Mm-hmm. That had to be moved up very high because they kept defacing it. The scientists now kept defacing the poster of Trump. So that's too high. You can't reach it, you know.
No sign of Dr. Fauci?
No. And I was asking him, I met some of his colleagues. Yeah, he's basically fully retired and he can't come in, of course. You know, it's a very sad end to his career anyway.
So public enemy number one.
Exactly. Yeah, it's awful. Yeah.
Anyway, you have some good news for two particular cancers which have been a bit difficult to treat.
That's right, Pat. It's a great story, really, because now every week there's new cancer therapies. Talk about advances. You know, it's remarkable, the progress being made. But this week, a big one is pancreatic and ovarian cancer. Now, as you probably know, these are very nasty. And when you're diagnosed with them, you're normally in trouble. You know, it's too late, usually, actually, when you get diagnosed. And not much progress has happened in the past 4 or 5 years, really. But now, pancreatic in particular, a trial has shown a doubling of the survival time, which is a big effect in that kind of cancer.
Sure.
Now, doubling in this case means, sadly, Pat, if you're diagnosed, it's about 7 months is your lifespan. That goes up to almost 14 on this new therapy, and that's a big effect for people. And, of course, what they say is, but it's the start of it now. They've got a drug that they can build on, is the idea.
Okay, now, this particular drug, this is not a complicated treatment to get. It's a pill. It's not an infusion or anything that intrusive.
That's right. It's called Daroxinrasib. Awful name, Daroxinrasib. Now, it targets, Pat, a thing called RAS. Now, anybody listening who knows about cancer research would have heard of RAS. RAS is a gene often mutated in cancer. So many cancers have RAS mutated, and it's too active and it causes the cell to divide out of control. So RAS inhibitors have been around for a while, especially in pancreatic. This drug really blocks RAS, and that's why they think it's so effective. And if you knock RAS down, the cancer stops growing, is the idea. And to see a doubling of survival, that's why it's a headline, I guess. Nothing before. It's called unprecedented for pancreatic cancer.
Okay, how quickly would it become available? I mean, this is a phase 3 trial. Now, if your number is up and you have this kind of cancer, there's an argument that says, okay, let's go with this. Because, I mean, the alternative is do nothing and you die.
Yeah.
Get RAS and you live a good bit longer,
perhaps. The ethical, now, you're right, Pat. Importantly, it's gone through the phase 3. That's the last phase of testing, and lots of patients were given the drug and they see this doubling in survival. That gives us huge confidence that it really works. Now there'll be pressure to get it approved as quickly as possible and made available. And in America, Pat, in particular, this is an American discovery. They fast-track these things in cancer for the very reason you said, because this is lethal, isn't it? You know? So you can, in a couple of months, they reckon it'll be available, this idea.
Now, there was a prominent American who was treated with this part of the trial and has done well.
Yeah, he was good, actually. He was a congressman, Ben Sasse. I'm not sure if he's a Democratic or Republican, but he was on the trial and he began reporting on it. Now, he was given literally 3 months to live and he's still alive. It's amazing, you know? And he said it had a big effect. His tumours shrank by 76% in the first week of the trial, just to show you how powerful the drug is. And he kept reporting on it. He said he had a nasty rash. Now, because some of these drugs do cause side effects and this rash can get a bit
not
nasty.
A bad price to pay, though.
No, that's right. And he complained about this a little bit. He said himself he was very itchy. But in the end, it was treatable with antibiotics. You get an infection because your immune system is kind of hit. So he was a real advocate for this. He said, look, I'm an example. He says, I would be dead. You know, they put me on this experimental drug and I'm still alive. So we're a real advocate for it.
Okay, so that's good news on pancreatic cancer. Now, what about ovarian cancer? What have they done there?
Well, again, that's a nasty one, Pat. If you're diagnosed with that, it's usually too late and you're literally given months to live at the more extreme end of it. And this is quite surprising. Well, first of all, a drug that's used for something else, for Cushing's disease. Now, this is a disease where you may too much cortisol. They noticed if you're on that drug for Cushing's disease, it seemed to work in ovarian as well. It's called relacorisant is the name of the drug. And especially, Pat, those who resist other therapies. So normally you get these platinum-based chemo drugs and they don't work in ovarian. You give them this drug and lo and behold, again, they extended life. There was a 36% reduction of death in this phase, which is great to see. Now, it's still quite small. It's a 4-month extension of life at the moment. But even still, that's a few months that are added to people's lives. And again, they're thinking, thing. If we can optimise that now and get it even better, it'll be really wonderful. And that was unusual. It's a drug that's widely used. It's a strange thing, you know.
So Cushing's disease is quite common. They know it's side effects and safety.
Yeah, freely available.
So freely available.
But that will be used immediately, because it's freely available.
And what's the other development?
This is more exciting because this is more experimental. GSK, the drug company, give them credit. A drug called MoRes. Now, there's a mouthful for you. They developed this drug called MoRes and they got a 62% response rate, which meant 62% of people responded really well. Their tumour shrank, Pat, and were eliminated with ovarian cancer.
Eliminated?
Yeah, in some of these people with this drug. And it's a very powerful drug. In ovarian cancer, the cancer cells overexpress a thing called B7H4 on their surface, like a flag goes up on the cancer cell.
Yeah.
This was a drug, an antibody, that could lock onto that, and it carried a poison with it. They're called antibody drug conjugates. So you attach a nasty chemical to an antibody that targets this thing, B7H4, and the chemical kills the cell. There's been a few ideas around this already in the past. This is probably the first example of it really working. Now, I mean, you see that kind of response, Pat, would predict a huge effect down the line, then, is the idea. And what was interesting, Pat, they got it from China. Increasingly, the Chinese are discovering new medicines. Now, this wasn't the case in the past. And GSK saw this Chinese company, looked at the drug, looked at their data, bought the drug in from China, and now we're seeing this big effect in ovarian. And GSK themselves are saying this could be a blockbuster. Because that ovarian is very common. You know, and again, not much is available to treat. If you can imagine a drug that gets through, they're predicting billions in sales.
How much of this is to do with AI being employed, or is this just old-fashioned, good, solid research?
I think these are good-fashioned, old-fashioned stuff at the moment, all right, in a way. They will use AI path on the trials, remember, to assess the patients and see who's responding. And I suspect with GSK, they found that 62% response right through AI probably is part of it.
Okay, so it seems like everything's gathering a pace. I mean, I see stuff online every day about developments in Parkinson's disease and all of that. So
it is remarkable. When I was in it just back from the States, so many diseases are now being treatable almost, and especially in cancer. Cancer won't be cured, Pat. That's a bit too ambitious. Your life will be prolonged. These studies are showing your average survival might be a year. That might go to 5 years, this kind of idea, which is fantastic, isn't it? So,
you live with it rather than die from it.
Cancer is becoming a chronic disease. That's the overall goal of this.
Very good. Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College in Dublin. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show. Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.